without being signed off by Downing Street. She contrasted it with right-wing and nationalist protesters who engage in aggression and, in her view, are rightly met with a stern response. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan is concerned by the Home Secretary's remarks.
Policing is an independent operational matter for the police rather than politicians, and I worry when Home Secretaries and Prime Ministers try to interfere.
The US says Israel has agreed to put in place four-hour daily humanitarian pauses in its assault on Hamas in northern Gaza. But President Biden says there's no possibility of a formal ceasefire, especially with a Palestinian militant group. NatWest says it's going to scrap the bulk of a possible £10 million-plus payout to its former chief executive following the closure of Nigel Farage's bank account. The board's decided not to pay most of the discretionary elements of Dame Alison Rose's pay package. More than 50 drama school students have spoken to Sky News of their alleged experiences of misconduct and harassment in some of the industry's leading institutions. They say their time at the schools left them feeling broken and humiliated. They include Hannah, forced to perform a deep tissue massage by her lecturer.
He would say things like, try that harder, try that deeper, and he'd watch and just kind of like snigger to himself.
In sport, West Ham needed a second-half winner to see off Olympiakos in a crucial Europa League group stage match. It finished 1-0 at the London Stadium and moves the Hammers to the top of Group A with two games to play. In the same competition, Rangers have gone second in Group C with a 2-1 win at home to Sparta Prague. Brighton recorded a famous 2-0 win at Ajax. Liverpool lost 3-2 at Toulouse. In the Europa Conference, Aston Villa ended with a 2-1 win against AZ Alkmaar. Aberdeen are eliminated following a 2-2 draw at Pauk. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
I'm a pair of Levi jeans, I'm an old burnt CD, and I'll drive this ragtop Jeep till it stops running. I'ma show up late to church, yes ma'am and no sir. Gonna let a four-letter word slip when I'm buzzing. I am who I am, I ain't gonna change. I guess you could say I'm stuck in my ways. I keep a six-pack in the fridge in a rocking chair out back. Keep a light on the porch and a key under the mat. I don't park in that spot where you park your Chevrolet. I ain't sitting stuck in my ways. I'm driving back home. I don't mean to pass your house. It's just the way I go. And when I pour a glass of red, I still pour two. And if you're wondering, boy, it ain't because of you. I keep a six-pack in the fridge in a rocking chair out back. Keep a light.
That was Lauren Watkins with Stuck in My Ways. The 23-year-old grew up just on the outskirts of guitar town Nashville. She quickly caught the attention of Grammy-nominated Nicole Galen, who signed her to publishing and record contracts with Songs and Daughters as part of Big Loud Records almost instantly. Stuck in My Ways is taken from Lauren's latest release with an EP called Introducing Lauren Watkins. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. On tonight's show, I'm going to be having with me ultra special guest Megan Rose. Megan Rose is a country singer from Benfleet, and I really enjoyed listening to her music this month after I saw her perform live at 10 Greens Bottle down in Leon Sea only a few weeks ago. She's just finished a trail of live shows up and down the country, so we're going to be talking about how she prepares for her live performances and the stories behind some of her top streaming songs. But for now, let's play some more new releases. Our next new release comes from Joey Hyde. Joey Hyde is a songwriter who has now secured his own record deal with Anthem Entertainment. He scored his first platinum hit back in 2020 with Jake Owen recording his track Made For You, which Joey co-wrote. He has also had songs cut by Walker Montgomery, Sam Groh, Lindsay L, and Ryan Hurd. Here is his own latest track. This is Joey Hyde with Live It Up.
I just wanna take my time, don't wanna race it. Find a couple friends who wanna waste it. Drinking me the 40s in the basement. We could slide into the deep end of a dive bar. Karaoke, you can sing the hot part. Wake up not remembering where I parked my car. I just wanna spend my time living it up all night with people I love. This life is here and it's gone. We only get one, so I'm gonna throw all my worries away. 'Cause at the end of the day, this life is here and it's gone. Maybe just forgiveness. Marching to the beat of my own business. People talking shit ain't gonna listen. I'll make money when I need it, gonna spend it on beer and gasoline, damn right I'll end it. When I got it, but when I don't, I'll be surfing couches and blowing smokes. I just wanna spend my time living it up all night. Life is here and it's gone. We only get one, so I'm gonna throw all my worries away. 'Cause at the end of the day, this life is here and it's gone, and we only get one, so live it up. So live it
is another man's treasure.
That was Treasure by Lacey K. Booth. She competed on season 17 of American Idol, the same TV show that launched Carrie Underwood into stardom. During her audition, Lacey sang a cover of Merle Haggard's Mama Tried. All three judges voted yes, and she was sent through to the next round. Lacey actually made it all the way to the top five, singing Miranda Lambert's The House That Built Me, Elton John's Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, and Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, her last performance on the show, which she dedicated to her grandmother. In about 15 minutes, we're going to be speaking with this week's special guest, Megan Rose. Megan has been taking the festival and live music scene by storm lately. She's performed at BBC's Introducing Live at Tobacco Docks, Buck on Boots Festival, Buck and Ball Saloon, Country Cruise, and most recently Up and Down England as her own headlining act. I saw Megan perform a few weeks ago in Leon C at the 10 Green Bottles venue, and it was a really nice, intimate show, but Megan still gave a main stage performance. Before the show, Megan actually had an amazing opening act called Hannah Paris, who we're going to play for you now. This is Hannah Paris with What the Hell.
Damn, I'm tired of playing games. This stupid town's gotta change. Here we are. Then left somebody. Hell yeah. Ooh, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some weird job. That's all I've got. There must be something more. What the hell are you here for? What the hell are you here for? Grandpa's old army knife.
me a move on. He probably doesn't remember your last name. Mia, come on. He probably meets a new girl every day. And I guess they're right, you are my type. Guess your type is anyone who's there. And maybe it'll be fine, no it won't. But alright, I'll just remind myself again and again. Sometimes I wish that we were exes. At least that would be a good reason to cry. Sometimes I wish I never felt this. Whoever said it's better to loved and lost lied. Cause instead we were just something to be had on a sleepless night with you jet lagged. And I was meant to move on once we said goodbye. But sometimes I wish that we were exes. Okay, I know it isn't his fault that I got attached. Okay, let's go. We don't have to keep stalking his Instagram just to hurt my feelings. Photos tagged with girls he's seeing, and I wish I could delete him the way he probably deleted me. Sometimes I wish that we were exes. At least that would be a good reason to cry. Sometimes I wish I never felt this. Whoever said it's better to loved and lost lied. Cause instead we were just something to be had on a sleepless night with you jet lagged. And I was meant to move on once we said goodbye. He's a busy man. And what a thing to say. You still wish me happy birthday. And I guess I just can't wrap my head around it. Your lack of empathy is astounding. Sometimes I wish that we were exes. At least then I wouldn't feel so used. Sometimes I wish I never felt this. Why wasn't I something you couldn't bear to lose? Just something to be had on a sleepless night with you jet lagged. And I was told to move on once you said goodbye. Sometimes I wish that we were exes. At least that would mean you were once mine.
Welcome to the Night Shift, Ben Fleet's own Megan Rose. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm good, thank you so much for having me here today.
It's been really exciting. I've been looking forward to this all week, discussing your music career and the stories behind some of your songs. I was actually fortunate enough to catch your show a while ago in Leon Z, and you actually grew up not too far from there. You grew up in Benfleet. What was your first memory of music growing up there?
You know, Benfleet is such a small town that I have to say probably my earliest memories of music were more kind of family orientated, because I'm quite lucky where my distant cousins are all quite musical and a lot of them live in this area. So I would go to a pub like the Anchor down near the station and listen to some music there. And also I used to sing a lot as I was kind of growing up in a lot of care homes in the local area. So it was a quite obscure introduction to music, I suppose. Definitely nothing country orientated. But as kind of the local town has evolved, I definitely think, you know, the music scene in Essex predominantly has become so much bigger, and we're so lucky with the artists around here. But I think Benfleet has definitely been like a place where there's been a bit of growth, not like Leon C, which has been great from the beginning.
You're very active in the writing of your own songs. Who are your top songwriters that you look up to?
So I have quite a broad taste, and my songwriting inspirations and the people that I admire the most are from all different genres. So I love the likes of Johnny Cash. I mean, I think he's just pure gold, and anything that he's written is just genius. And I love the fact that he kind of, he changed country the way through the decades with the way that he wrote, and he was ever evolving with the current scene and genre. So he's one of my favourites. More kind of recently, I'm a big fan of Luke Combs. He is just amazing. And Josh Kerr, who, if anyone knows who Maddie and Tay are, Josh is actually Taylor Dye's husband, but he's written for some major artists, and he's also a singer as well. And I just love his style. He released an album last year, and one of the songs on it is called Fall in Love, and it's just a really clever adaptation of that phrase. And I definitely recommend everyone to listen to it, because it's not what you expect. And then kind of coming out of the country genre, I love Alanis Morissette. I think she's such a feminist, and I love the way that she kind of drives that through all of her songs as well.
So when creating your own sound, did you have a really strict vision in mind of where you wanted the direction of your own music to follow? Or did you find it just kind of happened naturally as time went on?
I think it happened naturally. I think in the British country music scene, we have kind of, it's working because there's that pop country culture. And I think naturally my style of writing, without intending to be so, fits into that realm really nicely. So it works for a British market, but it works for an American market as well. But I think as I'm developing as a writer, and that's happening all the time, I'm actually finding that I'm going backwards a little bit more to my more authentic country roots, and that more authentic country sound, I think, again, is coming back with like the likes of Hayley Witters and Meg Maroney and Morgan Whalen, which is really nice, because that's what made me fall in love with country music, that real authentic grassroots sound. I think as I'm progressing with my songwriting, I'm definitely going more authentic country, which I'm really pleased about.
Now, I can only imagine that as an artist, you've written tons and tons of songs, maybe for yourself, for other people, maybe songs that have been released, songs that have been unreleased. But do you, and this will really test your memory now, do you remember the first ever song that you wrote?
Oh, you know, I think I was like 10 years old. And I don't remember the name of it, but I know it was about my cat. My cat, she died, and I was so sad because I just loved her so much. And I started writing what began to be a poem, and then I turned it into a song and got my guitar out. And I know I've got it somewhere, so I'm going to try and find it. And if I do, I'll let you know, and then you can shame me with the terrible lyrics if you want.
I thought there's a country song for every situation, isn't there?
There is.
Sitting with my six string at home, the lounge of a town that I'd once known. Funny how the world is around, it don't feel very home right now. Pile of old books on the shelf, found one that reminded me of my young self. Turn the pages and suddenly I'm swept away to a faraway land. Climb the tree and up there you see a land that's free for your hopes and dreams. Upon these branches is a place so enchanted. Fiction, so I'ma lose myself in the land of fiction, the place I learned to write. Imagination comes to life.
now fast forward to today's kind of time, you've been writing with Michael Pickering. He's from the duo One Trick Pony. How did that collaboration happen?
So Michael and I actually met at Northport Country Music Festival last August, and got to watch him perform in One Trick Pony and thought they were great. And then we kind of just kind of kept in contact, and then he joined me on the Buck and Ball Thames Country Cruise back in July and did a cover with me. And we were like, right, we've got to work together now. So we have been wanting to do some writing together for ages. Michael has got that kind of authentic country love as well, and is inspired by the likes of like Josh Turner. And I think where I'm at now, kind of going back to what I was just saying, it really works us writing together. So I had this idea for this particular song, and it's called One Boot at a Time. So there might be a little release on that one at some point, but it went really well, and we had near enough the whole song finished in a few hours, which is always a really productive write, which is great.
Now, you've also been writing with another artist called Connor Lamoureux, he's another artist who's actually from Essex. You've both created this wonderful track, which is still yet to be officially released. You released a little snippet of it on Instagram, and it's called Broken Home, Broken Homes. What's the story behind that song?
So Connor and I, weird thing, this Thames Country Cruise is creating loads of joined forces, I think. So he was actually on the boat as just a punter, just to be there to enjoy the music, and loves country, and got chatting to me after my performance and said, I'd like to write together, blah, blah, blah. So we got together, did some writing, and then the first writing session we did, as we were leaving, he was like, oh, I've got this idea for a song. And was, you know, really honest with me, and it was like about a broken home. And I said, well, hold that thought. I said, we can work on that together when I'm next with you. And that's exactly what happened. And so he actually started to write the song off the basis of what I'd said when I'd left his house, which is where the whole, you're kind of understanding how I'm feeling. It's a bit of a call and response song. So I've only released the snippet that I sing on for my verse, but the first verse is Connor's version of the story. So that's kind of how it evolved, and it was really nice. And I think going back to what we were saying earlier, you can write a song about anything in country, and it was nice to do something really different. I do a lot of songs about personal relationships, so it was nice to do something that kind of is all-encompassing for anyone that's experienced really being in a broken home.
Can we perhaps expect to hear this track on like any streaming services soon?
I hope so, yes. So this year has been kind of the year of collaborations for me. And I have been putting together a nice portfolio of new music. So the plan for me is in the new year, I'm going to be recording loads of music and then slowly releasing lots of different tracks. But I definitely think that needs to be one of them, because Touchwood, the response has been great, which is lovely.
Amazing. And on top of that, you've just finished a trail of live shows. You performed in the Yonsei, in Blackpool, Birmingham, Manchester. How do you craft your set list for each of your shows?
So I'm really lucky, because a lot of the shows that I did this time round were with a very old friend of mine, an amazing musician called Toby Scheer. And because we've worked together for so long, we can be quite versatile actually when we're on stage and read the audience, because you do have to be adaptable when you're live, you know, and sometimes people are pointing out, can you play this request, etc. But primarily what I always try to do is find the nice kind of happy medium between my ballads and my upbeat stuff, because although I have released quite a few songs, actually they are the songs that everybody knows. So I try not to play too much new content when I'm live, because I want people to be singing along, especially when they've, you know, paid to come and see me on tour. So I always start with probably a recent track, so that most of the audience, if they're kind of new fans, they know it and they feel really invested in the performance from the beginning. And then I'll take them on a bit of a journey back to like my first EP, which isn't actually on Spotify anymore, but it's still on YouTube, called Brave This. And then just kind of roll with it. I always have a set list written down, but as I say, it can change.
path of dreams. Dad's my left side and my mom's tear in her eye is confirmation. You're the one for me. No more wondering just how it should be. From now until forever, it's you and me.
Track is a song called Cowboys with Wings, and you actually co-wrote this song with your mum. What was that experience like?
Yeah, well, I think she'd probably say we didn't co-write it because she's still so modest about the whole thing. But it really was that experience, and she handed me this poem, sung me a bit of this chorus that she had an idea for, didn't think that I'd ever want to do anything with it, and I was just blown away. So the only thing that I really did was write the melody for the verses and then put the music to it. But it was a really beautiful experience. And every time I perform that song on stage, it feels so like home for me. And that's a lovely feeling. I performed it a lot in Nashville, and it's like having my mum with me all the time. So that's a really nice thing to do.
Now, the single is profit shared with a charity called Havens Hospice. Mm-hmm. Are you able to tell us a bit more about the charity?
Yeah. So Havens are an Essex-based palliative care charity, and they just do amazing, amazing work for the local community. They have an adults charity, which is Havens, and then they have Little Havens, which is for children. And they are completely reliant on their volunteers and donations. So it was really lovely to give something back. And they're a charity that mean a lot to my family, and also to the family of the person who Cowboy with Wings is written about too.
Now, thank you ever so much for being on the show. I've really enjoyed hearing all the stories behind some of my favourite tracks as well. And we're actually going to play one more final track for our listeners now. Would you like to introduce Cowboy With Wings?
Yeah, thank you so much. So, hi everyone, I'm Megan Rose, and this is my song, Cowboy With Wings. I hope you enjoy.
Gypsy eyes, perfect smile, and a heart of pure gold. Had you listening for hours to the stories he told? Loved a road trip, a sunset, and to play the guitar. Took an interest in planets that meant he could name every star. And for those of us who never got to say, just know you were thought of every day. So go find your Neverland up in the sky, where it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but time doesn't fly, where they play. Loved his family and his friends. Loved the ocean so blue. Took some trips to the west coast, caught a marlin or two. Loved a cold one in the warm sun.
Was Megan Rose with her latest single called Cowboy With Wings. Be sure to follow Megan on all social media. You can find her on both Facebook and Instagram at Megan Rose Music UK. She's been teasing a few new songs on her Instagram that she's been working on lately, so definitely check those out too. You're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. And this is Mickey Evans with Rent Free.
The photo from Five Guys, your knee ripped Levi's, thrown out with the rest of your trash. Been a long time coming, can't keep running. Today I deal with the past. You were everywhere I turned, took a while to learn.
had let you go to set me free. I'd almost given up, but I'd had enough with the thought of you being stuck. We'll be right back.
This next track I'm going to be playing for you now, I've been so excited about. I've been listening to it on repeat since its release, and I chose it as this week's track of the week feature over on the show's Instagram. Cassie Ashton is a rock and soulful country artist. The Huffington Post, the Tennessean, and Bobby Bones have claimed her as one to watch. She's even been the opening act for Mary Morris during her 2019 Girl World Tour. She's now covering a 1999 chart-topping track. When Cassie officially released the song, she also released this statement alongside it. I wondered what this song I grew up with would sound like through a slow, grunge, organic country filter. My band loved the idea, and we experimented with it live. You all blew me up after shows and in my DMs. At the heart of it, it was you all who decided this. I just gave you what you wanted. Here is Cassie Ashton's cover of Genie in a Bottle.
Come on and let me out.